you down here monitoring?
WDADX Mobile on the link system.
Good morning, Jeff. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. A bright and early one, it is.
Well, I hope you're not driving anyplace.
Okay, I will tell you I'm headed to St. Ignace and Marquette today, so. yep, there you go.
Let's just put it this way, it's going to be an adventure.
Well, I live for adventures. Okay, I'm good with that. heck. But, yeah, we're headed north. And that's one of the reasons why I'm up as early as I am. I'm supposed to be in St. Ignace by 8 a.m. I already called and told the guy. I says, I'll get there as soon as I can get there, but it all depends on the weather and the roads and all that, so I may have to drive a little slower, but we'll see.
Well, I'm glad you got an early start. You know, things were above freezing until about 1 o'clock this morning, so, who knows?
About an eighth inch of slush on my windshield this morning, but it really wasn't sticking to anything. It was really easy to clean off, so I'm not super complaining as of yet, but like you say, you just don't know. You just don't know, so. yep, I'm going to be in the UP for the next couple days. Should be back Friday. Not sure exactly what time. It all depends. If the boss got me a room for Thursday night, then I'm staying up there until Friday, coming back Friday. If he did not give me a room for Thursday night, I'm probably coming home Thursday. So there you go.
Hey, I'm going to let you put down the microphone and turn on some entertaining tunes, and I'll watch your travels, and drive safe, that's all I can say. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, I don't want to distract you.
Oh, you're fine, my friend. Actually, the roads are not bad so far. I've got one hand on the mic, one hand on the steering wheel, and we're doing all right, no problem.
All right, well then, I'll give you my final thought for today. My project the last 4 or 5 days has been changing my Wi-Fi system in my home to a new setup. And so I've got to go and find all the devices and push a little button to make it flash red and then make it affiliate with the correct Wi-Fi system. It's been quite the project, let's put it that way.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. The only thing, we actually had our internet go down a couple times, and for some reason my home computer did not auto-reconnect. I had to go back into the settings and turn on the auto-reconnect, and that was quite a... It really wasn't hard. It was just one of those that was irritating. I was like, why did it quit? But we got it all back up and running. That's all that mattered. So, other than that, I didn't have a whole lot. So, I got all my computers up and running. Everything seems to be good. Been cycling those batteries. I had to check on those, see how those are doing. I don't have IO.
Okay, I'm not too sure which batteries you're talking about, so maybe give me an update on that before I let you put the microphone down. Which batteries are you charging?
The ones meant for my POTA station. Those are the ones I've been working with, trying to get them to come back to life, and I've got them on a battery maintainer repair type device now. And I'm just kind of letting them go and letting the device do its thing, and we'll see what happens. But, I don't have high hopes. We'll see.
Oh, were those, maybe one of those was the lithium ones, the blue plastic wrapped ones that I think I gave you maybe one of them. Kind of old.
No, and those things are heavy. It was an old UPS, similar to like the one I got you, similar to that, but we had one at the shop that was, had been dropped during shipping, so the whole front of it was smashed in, but it had never been used, so we pulled the batteries out, and threw the rest away, and I brought the batteries home. And they seem to be all right, but I hadn't used them in probably a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. They've been in dry storage. They've been inside the house. They've been warm and that, but yeah, they just, I think it's just been too long. They're beyond usage at this point, but we figured we'd give them a try anyway. We cycle them a few times, see if they come to life or not. Sometimes that's all we need, but, like I said, no high hopes at this point.
Yeah, I've heard that some of the battery chargers have a reconditioning mode. I really don't know. I think they flash it with a little bit higher voltage for a couple minutes, and then they let it restabilize. I don't really know how it works. I would not have great high hopes. Anyhow, okay, now I understand. So, anyhow, hey, drive safe. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, I'm going to watch your travels.
I got my computer up and running, so W2ADX-3, the computer is going, so even when I don't have good signal RF-wise, I'll still have cellular, so there you go. W2ADX Mobile.
Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Timeout.
KDYS Mobile, listening.
WDAPX Mobile 14519, Stosky. Listening out there, the roads are not great this morning, and the ice is continuing to build up. I was heading north on the 131 around Kitchen Farms and decided I was going to turn around and head back south again, but conditions are not good, so be safe, be careful, and cancel your trip if possible. Looks like it's going to get worse.
NADPX Mobile.
WDAPX Mobile, 19.
Ah, you're in my neck of the woods. How's it going this morning?
Oh, I'm having all kinds of fun. Started out in Traverse City this morning. I am now north of the Mackinac Bridge in St. Ignace. That'll be my first stop, and I've got to go up to Marquette yet before the day's out, so we're on an adventure.
Boy, I'll say, with the weather the way it is, for sure. How bad was the bridge?
Well, to be honest with you, it wasn't too bad. I only did about 35 across the bridge. I'm known to go a lot faster than that, but watching the snow blast across it at whatever speed it was going, you know, you're looking at the lights as you're going across, and the snow is going sideways, so I figured that better safe than sorry, so we stuck right to her and did fine getting across, but it was one of those you kind of be prepared.
I'm surprised it's snowing up there. I'm westbound on Ridgeville Road, almost into Pelston right now, and it's just pouring rain, freezing rain. Terrible. I couldn't even get into my vehicle this morning. I had to pry the door open. The ice was so bad.
Yeah, it's right on that edge. You know, it's just thick enough not to call it rain, but it's not... Yeah, sleet. Well, that's what we're going to go with today, is it's sleet. I've got a nice coating of ice on all of my antennas, and, yeah, so, it is what it is, I suppose.
Yeah, just as long as we don't have a repeat of last year. I don't think so. Downstate might get it a little worse. But they can have it. We had our fun last March.
Amen to that. Oh, but, yep, we got to come up here. We're going to do some work on an M.DOT truck and They say stay the night in Marquette and all the way up to Lawrence tomorrow. Do some work on another truck up there before I finally make it home. So that's going to be a good couple days. Yep, it sounds like it. That is up there. Drake keeps telling me they're kicking around opening shop somewhere in the UP. Then you wouldn't have to drive as far, or whoever. Well, that's a guarantee. They're just waiting for paperwork to go through, so they've already got a guy that's going to go up and be in it, and it's, I think they call it Copelfish, just outside of Marquette, as you're west, so just outside of Ishpeming. But anyway, yep. They've got the building already. They were just waiting for, yeah, like you say, just the paperwork to go through to okay it. Oh, very nice. Well, hopefully you won't have to go on multi-day adventures then. Well, I got a feeling I'm still going to be on multi-day adventures. I'm out of your city, and I've been known to go down to Detroit, or down to Detroit, yep. Lansing, and like you say, up here. I don't see that changing a whole lot, but it is what it is.
I suppose it would just be nice to have somebody up there to take care of the piddly stuff.
And that's basically it, you know, the day-to-day running, you know, and it sounds like we got quite a few people up there that are anxious to hear us up and operational, so I think it's going to be a good thing. End up hiring a few more people once that gets going, so at that point, it'll be just like what I'm doing now. I'm just going to be filling in where need be.
Yeah, there you go. Nothing wrong with that. Well, cool. Hopefully the further north you go, the less ice and more snow you get. Not that I want snow, but it's probably easier to drive on. I'm dodging the potholes on Riggsville Road right now, and every time I try to miss one, I'm like, well, I'm going to lose control.
Both hands on the steering wheel, my friend. Both hands on the steering wheel. And I'm at my job, so you have yourself a good morning. Be safe. WDADX.
Yep, 10 and 2. 10 and 2, or something like that. Or at least a couple of fingers. All right, have a good day. WDADX, N8APX, 73.
KUIS Mobile.
Node 55672 connected to node 5834 10. Node 5, 6, 8, 4, 0. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Node 5, 6, 7, 7, 5, 7. Connected to Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0.
KABCW Mobile. KABCW. KABCW. Hello, Ron. This is Bentley.
Oh, you got your vanity call, huh?
I did indeed, despite certain portions of our federal government supposedly being shut down. By the way, you are not coming in very well. I don't know if you're out of reach of the repeater or if it's just problems with the 7-4, if that's what you're on, but you're breaking up on me a little bit, and there's a little bit of digital noise, too.
I was not running full power. I turned it up. If that doesn't help, I can go to the 1-9.
Nope, that was a little bit better. Maybe that was the issue.
I was kind of down on a hole, too, at the moment. But, all right, give it to me phonetically. Is it Victor Thomas William or Victor Charlie William?
None of the above. Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey.
Okay, got it. Got it. All right, that's good. The shorter, you know, rolls a little better and makes you happy, it's worth it.
Well, truth be told, I just wanted to be like one of the cool kids. But, no, when I first got that call sign, I was like, man, what a mouthful. And then after a while, I thought, well, maybe I won't change it. It's just kind of rolling off the tongue real easy now. But no, I decided to change it up at the last minute and put in an application, I think, February 16th, and it just got granted yesterday morning. So not too bad.
Well, you have a point, you know, and I will admit that I had trouble remembering your suffix of your natural draw. This one I won't have any trouble remembering for obvious reasons, but there are some that are just, you know, the phonetic combination because of the letter, you know, phonetic for the letter being a multiple syllable word and having three of those in a row, you know, and 2x3. I mean, some of them were just incredible, incredibly bad. And some of them, you know, it's not like a license plate to where they exercise discretion on, you know, letter combinations because, you know, there have been a lot of Frank Uniform Charlie and Frank Uniform Kilos and other such, you know. There's a guy in Gaylord that's, I think it's Gaylord, that's Adam Sierra Sierra. There's a buddy of mine that's a November 1 ASF. So, no, it's good. I have been
fairly active in a new hams group that just, I think it's just fairly recently formed. So there's not a lot. There's a couple of hundred members, and it's growing daily. A lot of misconceptions out there, and the prepper community is not helping.
Is this a local group or somewhere downstate or what? And by the way, boy, I wish I would have thought about having a funny call sign.
It's a Facebook group. It's a nationwide, nationwide Facebook group. I think it's based in down south a little bit, like maybe Virginia, Carolina, something like that. I think it's a Foreland guy that's the moderator that started it. It's just old, but it's growing. It's got, 300-400 people, and it's like, the names are also similar. It's like, New Hams or I don't know. I don't even know, but it pops up, and I've jumped in and answered a bunch of questions and stuff, and some of the people want to argue. What annoys me are the ones that always want to cheat the system. I bought 2 Bofangs and I'm never getting licensed, and screw the government. So why are you here? Why are you here stirring the pot? Just go back in the woods and do what you're going to do, and don't pollute other people.
Yeah, if your goal is to stay under the radar, you're not doing a very good job at it, so just shut up. I don't know, have you looked at our other group that we're commonly members of, the Trail Association? If you look at the Facebook page recently there, little controversy about that this morning that we had to bring to the attention of the president.
Talking about the trail group.
Correct.
No, I didn't see it. I did see a couple things on there over the course of the last few days that kind of caught my attention. I pointed it out to Jan. I think she may have actually sent something to Sherry on it. One was about having dogs on the trail, whether you could have your dog and where you could and where you couldn't. And the other was about being armed. And there was a lot of misinformation flying around. So I'm not sure if that's what you're referring to, if there's something new.
No, didn't see those, but those are interesting to me as well. Don't have Facebook, but my wife does, and she was checking on it this morning or last night, and apparently there was some politically fused postings which looked like they came from our Facebook group directly. Not that just somebody dropped in and dropped a post on it. It looked like it came directly from our group, and I'm a little bit suspicious of how it ended up there, given some of the folks I know and what their tendencies are on that kind of stuff that are responsible for administering that, but not good.
Well, there's, and again, everything in moderation. I mean, the big community group for our area, which is like, it's 16,000 members now, granted, most downstate, many out of state. And, those guys recently implemented a rule about no national politics, that local and county and even state are okay, but, keep your TDS elsewhere. And it's not working as well as they had hoped. There's still stuff pops up. In direct relation to the trail group, and again, I don't know what you hope to accomplish by stirring the pot in that forum, but I could make the argument, and I think it's both timely and relevant, that, the government shutdown could and may be having an adverse effect on that stuff, especially as it affects the National Park Service and their availability, timeline, hiring, getting fired up for the season, all that stuff. So, but, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. And if you've got to stop and think about, you know, should I post this? Well, you know, you probably...
Yeah, I agree with you on all those points. And I'm not talking about, you know, someone posting something about the status of the federal government and how that may or may not be affecting the funding, or even, you know, what some local government decisions might be doing. I mean, all that's, you know, good public information. But I don't need to see the TDS or other any other one side or the other political statements that may or may not match the bumper stickers on the individual that runs the page. Well, Ron, sounds like I might have lost you. K8BCW, standing by.
My 400 is back in the self-reboot mode.
All right, so you're back on now.
But the problem is that, you know, I kind of have to be looking at the radio because it resets for no apparent reason. Part of that could be, again, I don't have a reliable power source, and I will get all that handled as soon as the weather breaks a little or I clean my garage out enough so I can go work inside. But anyhow, you know, we recently, you know, we're advised that, you know, you're... Please keep the national politics or even the world politics, you know, on your own page. And I get it. And I don't think that that's stifling anybody's free speech or freedom of expression. It's just sort of narrowing the scope and keeping it local, which I'm all in favor of. WHRPM.
Yeah, 100% I agree with you on that. And this particular instance I'm referring to was going way beyond that, and may or may not match the bumper stickers you see on the back of the vehicle of the person that administers that account for our group. So it concerned me. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be associated with it, and I don't think it has a place in the trail group. So I suggested that, you know, if this is actually a mistake that somebody made, thinking they were posting on their personal account when they were actually doing it on the trail account, or if, you know, this is going to be a problem going out and, you know, showing other people that this group might be politically one-sided in that regard, then you can consider me not interested in volunteering with this group.
Yeah, and I've, you know, We're kind of dancing around the subject here, but I think we're both going down the road in the same direction. I have noticed the few activities that I've been to, the dinner, you know, there's a lot of people of different opinions than my own and probably your own, which is perfectly fine, you know. I mean, I don't have an issue with that at all. As a matter of fact, I welcome the involvement and the diversity of opinions. But it's all got to be done within a proper context. And, you know, the few groups that I have and do admin, the ones that are less restrictive, you still have to enforce some sort of decorum. You know, there has to be some minimums. And you can disagree without being disagreeable. You can disagree without being disrespectful, you know, and you can be adamant without being, you know, another A word. So, but, you know, common sense is lacking on both sides of the aisle, in D.C., in Lansing, in Sheboygan, and Emmett counties, you know. So you got to try to be the voice of reason. That's all you can do. And you're only responsible for your own actions, what you write, what you post. You know, you can't be the world's policeman, and you can't try to be. It's pointless.
Yeah, 1,000%, and I agree wholeheartedly. There's other forums where you can express yourself that way and engage in discussion and argument. I don't think that's the right place for it, and that's not why I came there. And I think that all of those different opinions on those types of things can be set aside for the actual mission, which is, hey, what do we do to, you know, maintain this asset in our community, and how do we make sure that people are interested in joining this group and offering their time? And let's not push a certain group of people away simply because perhaps a majority, or maybe not even a majority, but just a vocal one, expresses opinions that may be different than not everyone. That's my only point. There's plenty of places that I can go to do that stuff, and if this is what that group is going to degenerate into, I'm not interested.
Yep, yep, absolutely. There's time and a place for everything. And but you know, the discussion is usually relevant because you can't assume that people are going to know that or think that way, and you just got to state it. You know, you either got to put it in the group rules, or you got to put out the occasional reminder. Every once in a while, you might have to delete something or ban somebody, but you know, you hope that it's not not common, and you know, you just deal with it. So, all right, give me 3 minutes here, Bentley. I gotta run in and make a quick stop, but I'll be right back. WHRP.
K8BCW, standing by.
Okay. Probably wasn't even 3 minutes.
Yeah, so you're out and about today, crappy conditions?
Yeah, I am. And I'm a little surprised, but I shouldn't be, at the number of places that are closed. Three of them so far on my morning trek. Now I'm en route to the post office and the bank. But our roads, I was in Wolverine when I first responded to you. I'm back in my neighborhood. The roads are icy. It looks like they were plowed, but maybe not salted. I'm not really sure. I'm kind of guessing. But, you know, they're fine. They're passable. You know, you just got to maintain a reasonable speed. You know, I took 75 down to the 301, and I was doing 55-60, but, you know, nothing greater. And there's definitely some slick spots, you know, without a doubt. 27's pretty icy. But, again, you know, if you exercise the slightest bit of caution and reasonableness, you'll be fine. So you guys are going to that meeting on Saturday, huh?
Yeah, we're going to swing by and meet those guys. Just be a nice opportunity to put some faces to call signs. You know, and if there's some sweat we can offer for pulling wire or, you know, help out at some of these events that require a little bit of help, we're happy to do that. So that's our whole motivation for it. And as far as the weather goes, yeah, I was out at before 7 o'clock this morning, and the roads were in a lot better shape than they were when I went out at 10:30. So most dangerous part is getting out of your vehicle and walking across the parking lot.
In my own driveway. My own driveway has been trying to kill me this is probably the winter in a row. And that succeeded. I think I've only fallen once, and it was minor. Can't say that for the other half. She's gotten beat up a few times, not only in our driveway, but in work's parking lot. So, and you know, we bruise more easily, and we don't heal as quickly. We'll have an offline discussion about others. You're aware that there's a gun show in Harbor Springs on Saturday as well, right, at the VFW?
Yeah, that's a fundraiser for the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club that I'm a member of, and I'm usually there to help them set up or tear down and, you know, throw tables and chairs out and things like that. But I won't be able to do that this year because I have this other meeting on Saturday.
Is that an all-day thing or is it just the morning?
Yeah, I'm not. Usually it's Saturday and Sunday, but it might only be a one-day event now. So they typically go all day, as far as I know.
The Saturday and Sunday does sound right, just from the little ad that I saw. But I was kind of thinking of trying to hit both, you know. Meet you guys in the morning and then do that afterwards or after lunch or whatever. But we'll figure it out. All right, I'm at my next stop. This one's going to be longer. So congrats on your vanity call. Might take you a little getting used to. I know that even with mine, when I went from the 2x3 to the 1x3, not only myself, but many other people, you know, had trouble getting past that. And then I got a fair bunch of guys downstate that have sort of recently done it. You know, they got their extras and they went to the 1x2s or the 2x1s. And not only are we screwing it up, but they're still screwing it up. But, you know, go from a 2x3 to a 2x1 or a 1x2. It takes a little getting used to, but anyway, I'll try to talk with you later. There's a couple things I just want you to know before you go walking into anything. Talk to you soon. I'm curious, was the W available? If the K was a serious, was it a conscious choice, or if that was just because the W wasn't available? So. K8BEW, question mark, correct? Got it right? W8RPM, see you later.
Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie, Whiskey, Bentley, Charles, Whitman. No, I didn't even think about looking for a W. I just stuck with the K because I thought that was the current convention for this region, so I just left it at that. Yeah, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Happy to talk to you offline about some of these other things you mentioned. Probably more appropriate anyway. And hope to see you Saturday. I will catch up with you soon. K8BCW.
K8DYS, K8DYS, K8QVX.
K8DCW to K8DYS. Ryan, you still out there?
Node 5567 2 connected to node 5834 10. Node 5684 0 connected to node 5834 10. Node 5677 5 7 connected to node 5834 10. Node 5567 2 connected to node 5834 10. Node 5684 0 connected to node 5834 10. Node 5677 5 7 connected to node 5834 10.
MV7OLD monitoring. MV7OLD mobile.
I'm gonna be downstairs, Audrey.
Okay.